There was a young man, 10 years old, I should say boy, went fishing, and a little frog came up to him and said, "Kiss me, I'm a princess, I'll make you happy for the rest of your life." And he took the frog and put it in his pocket. And the frog said, "Don't you realize what it just said? I'm a princess, kiss me." He said, "Well, at my age, I can make more money with a talking frog." We laugh because it's a funny thing. And in the Ukrainian sermon, I spoke about forgiveness and about the penchant that we have to remember wrongs and injuries that should have died off long ago. And Jesus tells this little parable about a servant, a slave, who owned 10,000 talents. And I said, as I said in Ukrainian, a talent is about 130 pounds of gold or silver. So can you imagine, if you're a servant, how long it would take you to make 10,000 talents and return it to your boss? It would take about 3,000 financial lifetimes. That's how much it would take. At least that's the guy who figured it out that I read it from. But God is the guy to whom we all owe everything. And He is willing to forgive us everything with the tough condition if we are willing to forgive others. Now, anger is one of those conditions that enslaves us. And the very first person you free is yourself when you are willing to give up the anger or the hatred. Now, forgiveness does not mean everything's okay. You know, Jesus didn't get up off the cross and go to his apostles, "Hey, you know that crucifixion things? Forget about it. Nothing, no problem." No. He showed up with his wounds visible. And he told Thomas, "Put your hands here. Take responsibility for what you've done. And if you do that, realize I am ready to forgive you." Forgiveness is not forgetfulness. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father with the same wounds inflicted on him at Calvary by the very people that he loved. But those wounds become transformed and are a signal, "This is how much I love you." I think every child, as you get older, should look at your parents and see the wrinkles in their eyes and their hands worn down by the work and the many hours, and say, "These wrinkles, these hands remind me of how much my parents loved me." And all the things that say to parents, "You are getting older," do not simply become symbols of age, but become symbols of love. How many tears have I cried for my child? How many things have I thought about to save my son or daughter? How much have I loved them? That is why hatred should have no place in your heart. You are free to choose everything, but not everything you choose makes you free. So choose the things that focus on the people you love. Don't focus on the injuries done to you. You have done more to God, and God is willing to forgive you. So every time someone hurts you, it is even an act of love to say, "I forgive the person that hurt me, because I'm going to spend the little energy that I have taking an active role in my life." When Yosef Stipe was released from Siberia after 18 years, the commissars told him, "Now you are free." And he replied, "I have always been free, even in prison." The freedom that he spoke about and the freedom that Jesus speaks about is the ability to focus on doing good no matter how much bad is done for you. Not to react to what people have done, but to become an active agent and say, what people do to me is their problem. I'm not going to regurgitate it every day in my life. I'm going to be an active agent and I'm going to do something good. Because resentment and hatred is like drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die. And what happens is you die a little at a time and the heart begins to say, but I was right. Yes, even committing spiritual suicide, you can console yourself in saying you were right, or you can take an active role in your life in spite of what was done to me, what was said to me. No one controls me. I am no one's puppet. I am a child of God, and I choose freely to love and to think about the people that helped me and to pray for my enemies so the world can be a better place. May we remember this simple lesson that you are in control of your life. And what you decide to think about becomes part of your future. Think more about forgiveness and possibility than hatred and how much you have been wrong. How often I say, there is no future in the past. Learn from it, think about it, but don't live in it. Live in the future. Slava Isusu Christu.